girls tennis heroes. They've had a pretty busy week here. They were recently last Saturday at Garden City, had a pretty good day overall there, and then on Monday they made the trek over to where'd you guys go? Hoisington. There we go, and had a good day there. And like I said, they've been pretty busy. They go eat for a little further east on Thursday tomorrow as they will head to the Ellsworth Invitation. We're talking with the doubles team here tonight, one of the two doubles teams. And first of all, it's going to be Madison Westergaard joining us here. How are you doing this evening?
Pretty good.
Well, you've had a lot of tennis over the last week here. How do you think you've done overall here over these last few meets?
I think it's been doing pretty good. At Garden, it was really warm, so we had a really good day to play. But then we went to Hoisington, where the winds picked up.
Yeah, it got a little cooler there. And yeah, talk about the contrast of days that you had for weather.
Oh, boy. Well, Garden, we weren't expecting it to go to, like, 105 degrees. So it was really hot there and a really good day to play because of no wind. But then you go on to Hoisington, where it was windier than windy and colder.
Well, going back to Garden City last Saturday, probably the first time all year where you've been in a tournament where it's all bracketed out like that, and all the doubles teams, number one, number two doubles teams are all together. Did you like that format, playing in that?
Yeah, I did. It gets us ready for regionals whenever they just throw us all together and hope that we can do it.
Now, you and Riley have kind of been put together here middle of the season, and how's your chemistry been so far?
It's been pretty good. I'm not used to playing doubles since I was a singles player, but I've actually enjoyed it a lot.
All right. What adjustment did you have to make when playing doubles now?
Mostly adjusting my serve out more, because in doubles you serve towards the alleys, but in singles you're towards the center line.
All right. And you haven't hit Riley yet with the serve, have you?
No.
That's good. That would not be good. But as you look forward here, you go, it's going to be a pretty competitive meet tomorrow there at Ellsworth, and then on Monday back home for league, I believe. Is that right already?
Yeah.
Wow. Time flies, but that should be fun here. And what's some things that you're looking forward to here the most over these next couple of meets?
I'm looking forward to seeing more of the competition that we've already had and already beat, and then hopefully beating them again.
Yeah, it's a little bit different type of competition there tomorrow. You'll see some teams that you may not see the rest of the year. I know one of those teams is Salina South. They've always got some pretty good tennis in that town. And is that something that's pretty exciting?
Yeah, I like to see new competition.
All right, well, hopefully it's a good one here for you. And once again, Madison Westergaard joining us here. Thanks again for joining me. Good luck to you coming up here these next few meets.
Thank you.
All right, and she hands the microphone over here to Riley Stoppel as well. And Riley, you've had a pretty good couple of days, too. How do you maybe describe your guys' play here over the last couple of meets?
I think we've done a lot better. We've talked a lot more, and that makes it a lot better.
Yeah, communication is key, isn't it? Well, last Saturday, you guys had a pretty good meet there. We're, I believe, in the top 10, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, we got
fifth. So that's a pretty good day. That's a pretty tough meet there. And then you win number two doubles there on Monday. And what seemed to work for you guys, I mean, other than communication over the last couple of meets?
We've been placing a lot better and not getting more, like, into our heads. I think that made it a lot better.
Well, absolutely, Aaron. You guys do continue to improve here, and what's the thing that you're working on improving on here is, as you get closer here to regionals?
I want to make my first serve a lot more accurate. I usually try too hard, and then it goes out, so I just want to get my first serve in.
Well, you've played doubles a lot here. What's your favorite part about playing doubles?
I love playing at the net.
You like those returns, huh?
Yep.
All right. Well, what's your favorite part about returning those?
I like just being able to slam it and it goes over their heads. It's a satisfying feeling.
It's like taking out some anger and, yeah.
Therapeutic.
Yeah, that and it's, you know, you don't get in trouble with it.
Yep.
All right. But, of course, you got tomorrow there and then you have next week. You'll be at home next week, a couple of dates there. And that's got to be pretty exciting to be at home for league and then regionals.
Yep, I really like playing at home.
And I know, what's some goals as you guys head forward here into postseason?
I want to do better, like not getting in my head. That's what I want to do personally anyway.
All right. Well, hopefully things work out for you here. Riley Stoppel joining us here. And thanks again for joining me here. Good luck to you coming up here these next few meets here.
Thank you.
All right. Once again, Junior Riley Stoppel joining us here from Scott County Hardware here in Scott City. And our next guest is going to be Coach Corbin Jansen here, and Coach, it's been a lot of road time here, and it's going to be that way again tomorrow, but Saturday, Monday, fourth place at Garden City out of 10 teams on Saturday, and then Monday winning at Hoisington in a makeup, and seemed like the team has really been playing pretty good.
Yeah, I think everybody's had their best meet here at one of those two meets. Not all together as a team, but everyone, we're seeing the best of them here toward the end of the season, which is good.
And then Monday was more like a quadrangular. I know there were some teams missing a player or a group there, but you know, that's going to happen probably in a makeup event like that. But you guys were able to take care of business. And how big was that coming back with really no practice from Saturday to Monday?
Yeah, that was tough, especially with the homecoming over the weekend and a long day on Saturday. But to, yeah, make that road trip, and that's kind of been tough for us getting out of a long, long road trip. They were able to actually come out with some fire, and everybody won their first match, aside from our real tough one singles match. But and to walk away with a win's good, but more than that, just to beat some of that different competition that we haven't seen.
How important was that to get off to that good start on Monday after a pretty tough meet there on Saturday?
Yeah, especially our one doubles really struggled. Bella and Sadie struggled in Garden City and lost their first match, and then fought back and got ninth, which was the best they could do at that point. But they looked really, really good at Hoisington on Monday. So that was great to see that they were able to bounce back.
Well, it gets a little busy here and gets a little tougher here. Tomorrow's going to be pretty good, challenging. I think it's a great challenging meet for you guys to go over to Ellsworth there and compete in that, and then Monday the league there. And should be a fun few races here for you guys over these next two meets before regionals.
Yep, we're definitely going to see what we're made of here. Ellsworth's tough, just a lot of teams that we haven't seen so far this year. And, you know, none of those teams that we're going to see are in our regional, but hopefully we can pick up some wins, and that'll help us with some indirect wins come regionals.
Yeah, and then Monday, of course, league you guys don't have to host it. All you have to do is just show up at your own court. That's kind of nice,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, we get the best of both worlds. We can just show up and play and don't have to travel at all. So, yeah, hopefully we're helpful there a little bit hosting at our home courts, but we'll let Colby take the brunt of the work.
Yeah, I think it's going to be kind of nice to have it located centrally like at the tennis courts there, and just have the schools rotate hosting it. And, you know, I think the way your schedule's set up, I don't know if it's intentionally set up like this, but how it is, I think you have to be pretty happy about how it kind of leads into, you know, this challenge, and then to regionals where it really keeps your team focused.
Yeah, I think there's no rest time. Yeah. There's no time to, you know, get into the doldrums of the middle of the season, because we finish so fast here. And, you know, there's good and bad to that, but yeah, as long as we're all healthy and are able to keep up, I think it's a good setup for us.
What are you guys maybe looking for the most here over these next two meets before regionals?
I just want to see we haven't had a meet where every single player played their absolute best and finished where I thought they should. So I'm hoping, you know, last year we saw that same deal where we finished second, and then we finally all put it together and finished first at regionals. So hopefully that's the same case with our league and regionals here next week.
Absolutely. Hopefully. Yeah, I hope it is as well, because it'd be pretty fun, I think. So once again, Coach Corbin Jansen joining us here from Scott County Hardware. Thanks as always, Coach, and good luck to you coming up here, and hope you guys are able to survive these next few days of matches before regionals.
Yep. Thank you, Adam.